first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. In honor of Jane Meredith Doherty, who met a tragic death in August of 2021, we're repeating part of her beautiful piece she wrote for First Person Singular.
We received the fateful phone call the day of my 20th anniversary. Mom's valiant battle with lung disease had ended. We drove over the hill to her home, eerily quiet without the rhythmic drone of the oxygen concentrator. Her faithful caregiver wept quietly, and a hospice nurse and chaplain were present. We gathered in a circle around her, peaceful in her bed, and the chaplain read from the Book of Common Prayer. The days that followed were sleepless and otherworldly. I would awaken in the night, emailing her friends, trying to think of ways to connect. I pondered my mortality in the afterlife, trying to imagine what my mother might be experiencing. Days later, we began the task of packing up her life. While going through her clothes, I reached into a pocket and felt something small, metallic. It was a book-shaped keychain with an inscription by her beloved Charles Dickens. Squinting to see the tiny script, I read, "The pain of parting is nothing to the joy of meeting again." I put it in my jeans pocket for safekeeping. I knew I had gotten my answer. Ever the best of friends, Mom.
Jane Meredith Doherty was a beloved letter carrier and musician in Santa Cruz County. We can only hope that her loved ones receive a message from her. We will never, ever forget Jane Meredith. If you would like to hear this or other pieces again, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.